Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's a story.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Kevin Cronenario Speedwagon, old friend from the high school days, although we probably shouldn't reference anybody's high school records. One of the biggest songs REO ever had, Kevin's Time for Me to Fly, but it wasn't something that just came together in a couple of minutes.
That song was written over about a 10-year period. You know, a buddy of mine and I just packed up and went to Colorado my freshman year of college. It was my first road trip. Uh-huh. We just headed out. Another guy who had gone to high school with us lived out in Boulder. So one morning, we just said, let's go to Boulder. All right, let's go. We're off. And when I got out there, this friend of mine, Dave Drury, who had this beautiful Guild acoustic guitar, and it was in this weird tuning that I'd never played before. And I picked it up and just started strumming this thing. And I was like, wow, it was an open tuning, which I'd never even heard of before. Mm-hmm. And started Time for Me to Fly. I had the verses written. And because one of the reasons that we left Chicago was I'd just broken up with my high school sweetheart. So, ergo, Time for Me to Fly. But I only wrote the verses. I didn't have a chorus for it. It got as far as, I make you laugh, you make me cry. It just didn't quite pay off. And, you know, I always had those verses kind of in the back of my head. And years later, it was, I make you laugh, you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly. And then I wrote the chorus. And just in time for the Tuna Fish record.
Just in time. 10 years down the road. That's Kevin Cronenario Speedwagon. And that's the story.